This call is being recorded.
Now, if you would, see all of the chakras in perfect alignment with their respective colors, with the intensity, the vibration increasing, and feel that vibration now increasing. Not only see it, not only visualize it, but feel it. Feel it vibrating, the chakras vibrating. Feel your spinal cord vibrating. You may even begin to feel the movement of your Kundalini energy, that life force deep within the lower part of your spine, begin to rise. If it does, let it go. Let it rise. This exercise isn't for raising the Kundalini energy. That is going to come. That will come with all of the energies that are being brought into the planet. And this will actually create a spontaneous rising at some point of your Kundalini energy. That will coincide with the event, with your ascension. But for now, just focus on visualizing and feeling the energy there. And now put your attention at your high heart center and your sixth chakra in the middle of your forehead, the third eye, and begin to connect energetically the two by sending energy, visualizing energy going from your high heart center to your sixth chakra, that third eye, and then back down again to your high heart center and around and around and around, and forming a vortex of energy, a spiral, if you will. And let your conscious knowing self now be pulled into that vortex. Feel yourself falling into that vortex. You, your conscious knowing self, as a little ball of consciousness, a little ball of light. And coming out, the exit point is right there in the middle of your forehead. Now you are looking out through your forehead, looking out through that third eye. That third eye that is now a window or a doorway into the astral realm. And let yourself now move through that doorway, out into the astral, as that conscious knowing self being both separate and connected to your physical body. If you can, be aware of your physical body sitting or laying there as you're looking at it. Get that sense of being outside of your body, looking at your body. If you can't see it, just simply think it. And then when you have that, as your conscious knowing self in your astral body, and you may have already done this, but give yourself a form in that astral body. Don't see it as just a little point of light now. See it as you, however you would be, the ideal you, whatever that might be. Make yourself young, whatever it is, however you want to. And then, once you've done that, begin to rise up in that astral body, which also is your etheric body as well. Move up through the roof of whatever building you're in, higher and higher and higher, up through the clouds, all the way to pass the Earth's atmosphere. And you become aware now of all of the planets that are out here in the solar system and the sun and all of the ships that are gathered. And notice how the ships, from the times you have looked at this before, notice how much closer they are now, closer to the Earth. They have dropped down still yet cloaked to the physical eyes, but not to your third eye, but you can now see them fully uncloaked everywhere. And then look down and see your physical body way down there in the earth. Now, within your physical body, as you're looking at it from high above, see that violet flame within your physical form begin to expand. Possibly a little flicker of a flame. See it grow and expand until it expands out past your body to engulf your body in flame, in violet flame, in violet purifying flame. Flame that purges out all the old that is no longer needed, all the old programming, the old memories that still at times may be haunting you, holding you back. But those memories can be purged out just with a simple thought, if you allow it. See that fire burning your physical body. And once the physical body is burned in this visualization, see it emerging as a new body of light. Light body. Now, while that is occurring, let your violet flame now expand and grow and continue to expand beyond the building wherever you are, engulfing the building, engulfing the surrounding area, engulfing the town or village or city as it grows and expands. And it expanding and connecting with all the other violet flames also are expanding at this time. Connecting and growing and becoming one. And still growing. Engulfing the entire country, state, wherever it might be. Across the oceans. All of the planet. And as you're looking at it from this point of view, from high above, you can see that violet flame now expand and engulf the entire planet, planet Earth, Gaia, purging out all the old darkness, the old memories, the old programming. And in place of that, this purges out all the old. See the light coming on everywhere, the flames flickering on everywhere across the planet. As these energies that have been coming into the planet from the great central source of the universe that have been bombarding the planet for some time now, these waves of energy that have been coming stronger and stronger and stronger, bringing more and more light, more and more gamma light, gamma consciousness, higher consciousness to the planet. And as the violet flame has expanded and engulfed the planet, see these waves of energy also expanding around the planet, engulfing the planet with higher consciousness, higher vibrational frequency. All of the lights, flames flickering on everywhere, more and more and more. And wherever there was areas of darkness, see in those areas the flames flickering on there or expanding there, engulfing the darkness, illuminating the darkness. For light will always illuminate the darkness, and never the other way around. There is never enough darkness to engulf the light, to extinguish the light. light expanding, growing, till the entire planet now is alight, enlightened, all over the planet. As a result of this, see the changes that are coming to this planet, the many changes, the great awakening that is happening right now in these moments. Great awakening that is leading to more and more people becoming aware of who they are. Even the ones that you feel are asleep, there is something within them as well, triggering, bringing them into the light, to the light of truth. See this happening. Visualize it happening. Whether you believe it is happening or not, trust. Trust that your visualizations, along with the visualizations of all the people on the planet that are doing these meditations, whether right now, in this moment, or at other times, all is bringing a new higher expression of love and higher consciousness to the entire planet. You may see it starting here in this country, the United States, and spreading out from there. Or you may see it starting in your own country, wherever you are, and spreading out from there. Wherever it is, matters not where it begins, but that it begins. In beginning, it is doing. See love spreading everywhere. See man and woman coming together, clasping hands, hugging each other, as the awakening continues to happen. And all of the separation that has been occurring up until this point, see it dissipating now. See all of the virus, so-called pandemic, see that falling away. Because as vibration increases, all disease, all sickness, all ill health, all ill balance, out of balance, also dissipates. For it cannot be in the higher vibrations. You cannot be sick. You cannot be ill if you are in the higher vibrational frequencies. If you are in balance, it is only when you are out of balance that sickness, disease, ill health can overtake you. Hold that balance within your immune system, and your immune system can handle anything if it is balanced. Know that. See that happening now all over the planet as sickness and ill health and disease is washed away to be replaced by perfect health and vitality everywhere. Those that are in the darkness that you may still be seeing now, your visualization, see them either turning to the light or being consumed by the light. There will be no darkness that will be available in those higher vibrational frequencies. Only light, only love, only higher consciousness and higher vibration. Let yourselves now begin to drift back towards your physical form, wherever you find yourselves. Come back to your bodies. Tuck your astral and your etheric body back into your physical. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Saint Germain. And I ask you now, take a moment as you're coming back into your body, take several deep breaths, breathe, hold the light within you, be the light within you. Allow yourselves now to feel the love that is coming into you in this moment. Just feel it permeating throughout your body, the love of the Creator, the source that is within all of you, all of us. Feel that immense love and higher consciousness coming over you and through you now. Know that you are going to be taking this love and this higher consciousness and assimilating it within yourselves and then spreading it out to all that are ready for. But this is the awakening that you have all been working for and working toward and preparing for. Not only for this lifetime, but for many lifetimes, you have been preparing for these moments now, this great awakening that is upon us all. This awakening is about to happen to many across the planet and to this country, the United States of America. As people are awakened to what has been happening, to what is in the process of happening right now, it is not something they can hold off, even if they try to. Even if those ones that are yet still asleep, if they say nothing is happening, it will be happening regardless. They cannot hold it back. Those of the dark forces cannot hold this energy back. They cannot hold this destiny back. It is not possible. For the dark forces have already been overcome by the forces of light. They just do not know it fully yet. But they have an inkling. They have that premonition within them that they have reached the end. That is why they are doing everything that they can now to hold it off, to hold off ascension, to hold off your awakening, to hold off the revealings of the truths everywhere. But deep down within them, they know it is a lost cause. Yet they will fight to the end, many of them. Some have already capitulated. Some have already come over to the side of light. Some have already given up and allowed themselves to be taken out of the picture. But the picture that is in front of you now is still fraught with disconcerting thoughts and images that are being portrayed everywhere by your media, by those that believe they're in charge, yet they are not in charge, not anymore. Forces of light, your alliance, which is comprised of not only people here on the planet, but the galactics themselves are a part of this alliance and have been working diligently with your president, working side by side to bring about these immense changes that are about to occur. Immense changes that, again, those of the deep state, the cabal, the Illuminati, are doing everything they can to hold back, thinking they have won in some cases, where they believe they have won the presidency back. They believe they have won the Congress back. They believe that they have overcome those of the patriots, the right side. But this is not a political battle. This is not Republican versus Democrat. This is light versus dark. This is good versus evil. You all are in the process right now of bringing this all together. You, the boots on the ground, the alliance, the president, the other leaders of the rest of the countries that have turned over to the light, and many have. Some still have not, and likely will not. But as they have been given every opportunity to come over to the side of the light and have chosen not to, they will be dealt with in various ways. Some that you will see here and some that you will not. Because it has been determined by many of the councils that only so much of this will be revealed to the public of this planet at this point. And I say at this point because eventually all will be revealed to all that are ready to hear it and to see it. As always, it is for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear. And many, many more are finding those eyes and those ears now to be able to understand the truth and be able to accept the truth. At one time, the council said that the population of the earth was not ready for the truth. That you could not handle the truth here. That has been changed. And it has been changed by the great plan that is in the works. That is why we and many others have said, trust the plan. That is why the organization known as Q has come on and said, trust the plan. Because those that are involved in this plan, that are involved in the inner workings of it, know that it will work and that it is in the process of working now. The storm is upon you, my friends. It is here now, and it is going to become quite severe in certain points, but only to those that are not ready to see it, that do not understand what it is, what this storm is. For the storm to you is an opening, an awakening to fully who you are. That is what the storm is to you as you are looking at it. But the storm is also happening within each and every one of you. is happening inside. That storm is raging within all of you. But yet, the storm that is raging within you, you are able to understand and handle it. But for those that are still yet asleep, they may well have great difficulty in understanding what is happening and why it is happening. That is where all of you come in. All of you that have been preparing for these moments. That is when you step out from the light and show them the light, show them the vibrational frequency that they can now be in as well. For in that vibrational frequency, in those higher vibrational frequencies, the truth resides. Always remember that. And you are moving to a point now where the truth will be coming out from many different directions, from many different sources, and in many different ways. The truth shall indeed set you free, for it is destined, it is prophesied, that these are those end times. This is it. You have arrived. So be ready now. Be ready for the changes that are coming. Prepare yourselves as you are learning to prepare. Have supplies. Have water. Have all that you need to bring you through these somewhat tumultuous times that lie ahead. But we have said many times, fasten your seatbelts. For the road could become quite rocky. Well, you have reached that rocky road. Let yourselves now be ready to move across that road and to assist others in doing so as well. For this is the time, these are the moments. Brace yourselves. You have arrived. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. And for you all to know that the storm is upon you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here. Shoshana here, and we are ready for your questions. We do not have direct message. We think that message was quite enough for you to deal with at this point. For as you know, there are many things afoot here, many things that are about to occur. So we are ready for your questions. We know there is potentially some very astute questions that are coming here. So we are ready for them. You have questions here. You can unmute your phones now, yes? Yes, are there any questions?
I have a question.
Yes.
Hi, Drusilla. I wanted to just ask, I definitely feel that I'm being upgraded. Actually, I have felt it through the whole meditation. I mean, I can feel the activation of my chakras and some amazing physical things. Can you help me out? Maybe give me some information as to what I'm supposed to do, what where I'm supposed to take this or go with this.
What we can say to you, dear one, we can say to all here, you are all in the process of being, as you are saying, upgraded. Great. Your DNA is being upgraded. You are receiving what you call downloads that are bringing you into the higher vibrations, and sometimes even kicking and screaming along the way, for maybe you're not ready for it at certain times. But it is going to happen regardless, because of your choices, because of your being here, because of your being a part of all of this, because of your being on these calls, many of you for several years here, we find it. You have been on these calls every single week for week after week after week. And every time we do these processes with you, you are being upgraded. It is happening, whether you are aware of it or not. And you are simply what we would say in the right place at the right time. So for you personally, and also for everyone, be ready, because these upgrades, you are going to feel different things come over you. Some pleasant, some maybe not so pleasant at times. But it is going to only be temporary. It's certainly, if it is unpleasant, it will be very temporary for you. Possibly a pressure here or there that you will feel and wonder, where is this coming from? Do not think you are becoming sick. Do not think you are becoming ill. Certainly do not go get tested for this virus. Do not do any of these things, because all of this is working its way out and working its way through. So we will turn this over. So Shauna, do you have other perspectives?
Yes, here? We wish to share. May we share?
Please do. Please.
Dear sister, the human mind wishes for definitive answers and specific answers. This is not the way the universe works. The universe does not provide definitive and specific situations and answers, because the universe lives in the moment. We will tell you that which you are experiencing, you are being made ready, you see. And the situations will present themselves, so that your newfound understanding and wisdom and skills that you are gaining will be useful. What is important here is that you are on alert, that when the situation presents itself, you will have the wherewithal to handle it through these new upgrades, you see. So just be patient, and as the situations move into your sphere of influence, you will then be able to give the information, the advice, the wisdom, the love, the understanding, the compassion that is being given to you. Namaste.
Very Namaste. Good. Thank you. Thank you.
Would there be other questions here? My goodness, we thought there would be many questions here, but that is okay. No more questions?
I can ask a question, if that's okay.
Yeah.
We discussed this before, but just my original intent was to ask you, is Q definitely on the positive side, or are parts of it psyops?
It would depend on the perspective that you are looking at this from. For those of you that are the light workers, the light community, yes, certainly, this would be a very positive influence. For those from the dark forces, he is not a positive influence. He is a very negative influence. So as we say, it depends on the perspective that you view this from. but your Q and all that is associated with this group. We will say it is not just one individual, it's a group, a collective, if you will. And this collective is all about bringing intelligence, bringing truth to the masses, the ones that are ready for this, that are the ones that are ready to open up to all that has been happening here, not only in this country, but in the entire planet for quite some time. The various ones that have been the controllers that are realizing, as Saint Germain has said, that they are losing the control and are doing everything they can to attempt to maintain it. That is why they are so adamant about taking out the President Trump, because he represents everything that they are attempting to hold off. He represents the population of not only this country, but the world, and the world changing in the ways that they don't want to happen. They want to keep the status quo. And even more than that, they want to rid the planet of all that would be the dissenters, all that would not agree with their ways. And those that are doing that are a very small percentage of the population are attempting to control billions. And that is not going to be allowed. It never could be allowed. So be of good cheer, our friends, because even though it may appear to be a tumultuous time, a rocky time, everything is going to work out. Okay? And Shoshana.
Thank you.
We can share. May we share with you?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, the Q resource is informational. The being that awakens and begins to search and seek the truth will find that resource. Those who do not wish to awaken, or who are playing the parts of the dark side, will not seek this information, as it will not benefit them, you see. So the way that this works is that the being that is awakening and is becoming the light, or seeking the light, we shall say, will seek out the truth. And that is what the Q resource provides, is information about the truth, you see. So the question that you asked, and the one who serves answered it, is simply this. If you are awake, if you are seeking the truth, if you are of the light, that resource will enrich your information and your understanding of your world. Namaste.
Very good.
Namaste.
Would there be other further questions here?
Yes, please. This is Catherine.
Yes.
Okay. So I've been moved to initiate the five Tibetan rites into my morning, and I'm a very curious person. So who were the group of masters that, and where they come from, that created the five Tibetan rites?
First of all, the five Tibetan rites, as you are saying, are ancient. They did not come from anyone here on this planet. They came from outside, from other systems here, and were brought here by those of that you know of as the yogis, the ones in the Himalayas perhaps, and they kept this information secret for quite some time. And then when a certain individual traveled there and was able to be introduced to those ones that had these rites and this information, they were able to show him this information, and others as well, certainly. And then one who wrote this book that you are speaking of the Tibetan Rites, this one was able to receive the information as well and then disseminated it out to the public that was ready for it in the form of this book. So does this answer your question?
Yes. May I ask one more question?
Yes. So Shoshana, do you have anything you add to this first?
We wish to share. May
Thank
we share?
You. Yes, darling.
Dear sister, the most important thing here is that if you wish to initiate this protocol into your physical experience, you must experience it rather than analyze it, rather than seek to understand it, seek to experience it. This is how it works. When you seek to understand and analyze and wish to know the resources of where these things came from, you will limit the experience. So we would ask you, if you wish to benefit from this, that you simply do these exercises or these rites, and then feel the experience of how it is impacting your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. Namaste.
Thank you. May I ask one more question?
Yes.
Okay. Recently, I was listening to another source, and they're discussing Patanjali's teachings. And so what popped into my mind in listening...
Please repeat that. Discussing who?
Patanjali.
Patanjali's.
Okay.
So a question popped into my mind, and that the question is there a relationship between I am and Om? All right. Do they share the same or similar purpose?
We will share.
Yes, please.
Dear sister... Om and I am share the same frequency.
Okay. Thank you. Got it.
Very good. Then are there any further questions here?
Hello, yes, sir. I have one.
Go ahead.
Yes?
Who's first?
Go ahead. You go first.
Okay. I just watched a video from Blossom Goodchild when she was doing her channeling of the Federation of Light. And they said that at some time in the very near future, we're going to be getting energies and frequencies for enhancing our, to make us more confident about the changes that are going to be happening.
Cool.
I'm just wondering if you can, if that's true, and also if you can expound on that.
You are already receiving these energies, as we have already given here. They have been coming to you for quite some time, and those that are working not only with us here in this group, but the many other groups across the planet are also receiving this. Also individuals, as they do their meditations and work with their guides, all are receiving this upgrades, we will say here. These upgrades that are preparing you for everything that is about to occur and beyond this. So you have been, as Sananda has said many times, you have been acclimating to these energies so that you can handle them. And as these energies continue to come in, there are those that will have difficulty and are having difficulty with these energies, even if they do not know that there are energies coming in. They are feeling the effects of these energies on their central nervous system, on their hearts, on their in their blood system, all of these things, and it can bring about an out of balance situation to them. So that is what is occurring. But as vibrations continue to increase, and those that are able to handle those vibrations and continue to rise up with them will be able to move beyond all of these discomfortures that are at this point plaguing the world population in many respects. We speak of this virus that has gone around, that it is not anything at all what they have told you it is. Nothing even close to this. It is a virus. It can be detrimental to those who are not able to handle it. In other words, their immune system cannot work with it. And that is because their immune system is compromised in some way. But those of you that are have higher vibrational frequencies most of the time are able to not have to worry about this particular virus, because it is not a deadly virus as they have given, again, only to those that are not able to withstand the immune system difficulties with this. So that is all we have to say about that, Shoshana.
We can share. May we share, dear brother?
Of course you can.
Dear brother, may we ask you a question?
Sure.
What is your belief of confidence?
You know instinctively inside that you can conquer whatever challenge you have in front of you.
And do you believe that now?
Yes, I do.
So you do not need an upgrade, because you already understand, not that you should not have an upgrade, but we will explain confidence to you, because you have explained it to us aptly. But what is more important here is that in this third dimensional realm, the idea of confidence or the lack thereof is a program. It is not real. It is a program. The human that is born as a baby is complete, has all that is necessary to live well, to thrive. It is the third dimension that breaks that down and changes that. So we will tell you that you are divine, you are complete, you were born that way. You do not need upgrades to create confidence in yourself, as you are complete and already have it. It is a matter of understanding that the lack thereof is just a program. Namaste.
Very good. Are there other questions here?
Yes, I would like to ask a question, dear one. Hello.
Yes.
So when we pass through the ascension process, you know, I know that Shoshana is able to give us a little more information than perhaps one who serves, because she's been in the human experience, or Joanna is in the human experience. So when we pass through the ascension process, will we be able to be more free with what we can say and reveal and bring forward to the people of the planet, because we have been residents of the planet?
You will be somewhat constrained as well, because you cannot do it for anyone else, just as we cannot do it for you. So this is why we are constrained from sharing certain information with you. But look on, and please understand now, the information that we have been able to give you over the years here has increased tremendously, has it not? From what we were able to give more in the beginnings of this, we speak more in terms of years ago here. We can give much more now because you have raised in vibration, coming closer to the vibration that we find ourselves in. And therefore, we are somewhat akin to each other in that respect in terms of vibration. And more information than can be given. Now, when you have passed through ascension, you will be in our shoes, so to speak. And you will have the same constraints at some point. But you will also be able to impart information to those of your loved ones and friends and all of this as you are able to, again, without doing it for them. For that can never change. You cannot do anything for anyone else. Okay? Shoshana.
We will share.
Love and light.
May we share?
Yes, please.
Our dear sister, the perspective that we give is the wisdom that can only be sought and heard by those that wish for it, that wish to hear wisdom, that seek truth. You see, so you are free in this very moment to give all that are willing to listen, that seek to hear it, your highest perspective. The process of ascension just tuned you into that perspective, tuned you into the wisdom of the ages, the higher perspectives that don't really ruminate or ramble around in the third dimension, we will say. So we will tell you that in this very moment, do not wait. Do not wait to ascend. Give your highest perspective to those that wish to hear it. Namaste.
Very good. Are there Thank any you. Further questions Thank here you. Before we release channel?
Could I make an addendum on that, maybe?
Yes.
I guess I don't know if I have a right vision of ascension, and maybe you can set me straight, because I'm kind of thinking we get through the ascension and then we've got all these magical powers and we're flying around. We could be anywhere at any time, in any form, in any shape, and maybe that's a way of expressing to other people what's possible, you know, like Yeshua just kind of showed up and after, you know, death or whatever, and now he was perfect and he was in several places at once. And I don't know, maybe this is like a movie idea of ascension. Maybe it's not really what's going to happen. So I'm curious about that.
Yes, please, Shoshana.
We can share. We can share with you, dear sister. Dear sister, what constrains you, may we ask?
What constrains me from doing all that?
Yes.
I guess because I don't think I can do it at this moment.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So that is a hint. What do you think then ascension is?
Well, I do think that it's going to be actually having a faith and a belief in my divinity and my ability to do anything.
Yes, and do you have that now?
Unfortunately, okay, I'm not going to put into words that I don't have it. Yes, I have. Oh, man, now I'm stuck. It
Dear
will not
sister,
occur as if I have that.
Dear sister, we will help. May we help?
Okay, yes, please.
All beings are practicing ascension in this moment. They are practicing believing in themselves. They are mm-hmm. practicing freedom. They are practicing those things. So in this very difficult, heavy, material realm that you find yourself in, this is your test to practice mm-hmm. who you are. And you do that all the time. You practice movement in consciousness. You see, ascension is the freedom from programs. Ascension is the freedom from being programmed to believe in, not believe in yourself, you see. The third dimensional consciousness is the program to not believe that you are powerful. Do not believe mm-hmm. that you are God. That is the program going around in this dimension. When mm-hmm. you finally let go of that and practice that, the consciousness that you hold rises, you see. We find that you are doing that, and most are attempting on this call to do that. Once you release all programs, all attachments, then you are free to do whatever the heck you would like to do. Namaste.
And we would say here, for you to look at what you said earlier in your discussion about when you were at that rally in Washington, D.C., and you sat there and you played your drum and you sang your songs right out in the middle of everyone. Did you care what anyone thought at that point, or were you so wrapped up, enraptured, we would say, mm-hmm. in what you were doing and in feeling the experience and the blissfulness you had in those moments, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
That is what ascension would be like if you were to do it all the time.
Wow, yeah. Uh-huh.
That was practicing.
Yes.
For your higher consciousness.
Exactly, yes.
Thank you. That was great. Thank you.
Yes. We take one further question, if there is. Otherwise, we are ready to release channel.
I have a question. This is Peter.
You go ahead, Peter.
Well, we take two questions. Yes, very good.
Okay. So I just want to know if I'm on the right track. If we have a divine one within us, and that's God, and then that divine one within us is omnipresent, and it's also without us. So it's right on our, because when I meditate, I feel pressure pulsing from the outside, and I know that I have that divine one within me. So the question is, if I could reframe it, are we more of that, and we'll have a realization of being more of that, and our body is a hologram, and so that's pretty much my question around a roundabout way. So are we more spirit? Are we more God, spirit, I call it spirit, than we are human bodies?
A share.
Is a vessel.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And so the idea is, as we're ascending, we'll be more of our spirit and see our vessel as a hologram. That's the question. I don't know how to phrase it, but anyway, that's what I'm going to say.
We will share with you, dear brother. May we share?
Absolutely.
Dear brother, what do you think?
Well, I think that's true.
That's we know true. You think that's true. We will just make one correction here. You are
okay.
not more of one thing or more of another thing. What occurs in the process of higher consciousness and reaching a higher dimensional awareness is just that, awareness. You have always been divine. You are always God. You are always tied to your source. It does not matter if you are a rock or you are a dog or a god, because a dog is a god, or any creature whatsoever, you are still God. You are still source, you see. So the divine one within is how you define that you are God, that you are divine, that you can reach into your source anytime you wish to reach that. What is happening here in this third dimensional consciousness is a block to that, is a darkness that surrounds that idea, and many, many, many programs that surround that idea. You see that in your everyday life. You see all these programs running around. These are not these beings that are walking are so programmed to believe that they are not God, you see. So the breakthrough that will happen for you is there will no longer be a question about it. Namaste.
Very good. And then we take one more question here. There was one more.
Yes, did this answer your question, brother?
Yes, it did. Thank you very much.
Namaste.
Namaste.
This is Dwayne down in Mesa, Arizona. Yesterday I had kind of an experience. We were driving up to Payson from here, and my wife was driving, so I had more of a opportunity to look at things and reflect and, you know, think about things. And I got to thinking, what would it be like if to be able to do some of these things that people are able to do when they're ascended? And one of those things I think would be really cool to be able to do is to bilocate, because there's so many people I want to be with and so many places I want to be. And I thought, well, I'll just do a little experiment. And anyway, we're driving up, we go past Fountain Hills, and I'm starting to look at Four Peaks, so mountain in our area. And I thought I would project my consciousness up to Four Peaks so that I can see what it's like to see things from up there. And it was really cool because I could actually see what it was like to look at things from up there. but I just wanted to share that little perspective. I got to thinking about that when someone else had a comment about it.
Yes, we would tell you that it is one thing you wouldn't be doing when you are in the ascension. You would not need to be driving as you are talking here. That would not be necessary. It would be if you want to. Those that would want to drive, those that would want to have other conveyances, such as bilocating and this type of thing, all of that will be possible. But please understand that as you move through your ascension and you move into the higher vibrational frequencies of the fifth dimension and higher, it will be the same as when you first came into the third dimension and you had to build a world, you had to create your world. You will be doing the same thing. You will be creating your world again, but this time you'll be creating with your imagination, and your imagination will be immediate creation. That will be a difference. You want to fly, you'll be able to fly, but it will be a process, we will say here. A learning. You will have to learn just as you have learned your whole lives. You will learn, and then you will develop, and you will have mentors to assist you, all of this. And those mentors will likely be right there in front of you, not so much in your heads anymore, but right there for you to be able to converse with and all of this. All of this mm-hmm. is possible. Okay, Shoshana, do you have anything you
we
add
will
here?
Share on this. Dear brother, may we share with you?
Absolutely.
Dear brother, the human being must practice. We referred to practicing ascension earlier on another question, and now we find that you are practicing ascended consciousness. How many beings do you know that would say, oh, well, I projected my consciousness up to Four Peaks and looked back down upon myself? How many do you know that would actually even make that sentence?
A handful.
billions of humans that traverse the planet. So we will tell you what you are doing is you are decoding, your brain to accept higher perspectives, higher consciousness. So we would tell all of you to continue to practice, and you can look at it this way. When a human being decides, for example, to become an athlete, do they sit around and wait for it to happen, or do they go practice? Do they get into the game? Do they fail? Do they get back up? Do they get injured? Do they move forward? Do they have the will? Do they have the focus to become the great athlete? They must overcome so much to do this. And the ascension process is identical to this. You must practice. You must have practice in higher perspectives. You must see higher perspectives. You must do things that people would laugh at, you see, because that is how you achieve higher understanding. Namaste.
Thank you.
Then we are done with the questions for this time. Shoshana, do you have a parting message?
We do not. We will just say that all is occurring in a timely fashion in this moment. Namaste.
Yes, and we would say, as we have said many times, you are watching a movie, have your popcorn ready, all of that. And we would say that you are going to enjoy the ending. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Namaste.
All righty then. You guys all there?
Wow. That's all I have to say is wow.
Fabulous.
What was the wow about?
That was